Well, we're talking this morning about whether or not it's a privilege to be an American. But let's back this conversation up just a little bit, about 15,000 years or so before Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. We know he wasn't the first person to set foot on these shores. And it wasn't the Vikings, and it wasn't the Spanish. But for a long time, we thought it was the Clovis people walking out of Siberia over a land bridge exposed by the thaw, exposed by the Ice Age, and then down the West Coast. But could that story be wrong as well? Joining us now, Dennis Stanford, curator of archaeology and director of Paleo-Indian Program at the Smithsonian Museum of National History, and author of the new book, Across Atlantic Ice, joining us now. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
So your book title, Across Atlantic Ice, is that a hint to how you feel perhaps the first Americans came to these shores?
Yes, it is. What we think is that the first Americans were coming out of Southwest Europe, and they were hunting seals along the edge of an ice bridge that during the last glaciation stretched from Europe to the Americas.
And what evidence is this based off of?
The evidence is primarily based on the similarities of the technology between the stone tools of Europe at that time and the stone tools that we are now finding on the east coast of North America with the same dating.
And you're talking about this archaeological sites that have been dug in Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. What kinds of things have they found there?
We've been finding right on the continental edge of the continental shelf, we found a mammoth mastodon kill site with a large laurel leaf knife. There's several campsites that have been found further up the Susquehanna River in the Chesapeake Bay by Darren Lowry, a local archaeologist, that date around 21,000. It has projectile points and other tools that are similar to the ones from northern Spain.
And how old are they?
Around 21,000 years old on the Miles Point site. And the mastodon kill site that's out on the continental shelf is 22,000.
Because I remember reading, and I'm sure you, of course, know about the discoveries in the Paisley Caves in Oregon, and where they found coprolites that contained human DNA linked to Native Americans with Asian roots, and they radiocarbon dated those to 14,300 years ago. And at that time, that was 1,000 years before the oldest stone points that we'd found of the Clovis culture. So you're saying that what you've discovered now predates those?
Yes, indeed, it does. But nonetheless, people were also coming in from Asia to the west coast of North America at a very early time period as evidence at Paisley Cave. Yeah, that's good evidence.
So do you feel that they were coming in, that this was happening at the same time?
We don't know exactly the timing of the Paisley Cave people, but we know they were there by 14,000 years ago. So what this is telling us is that people are probably out on the oceans and coming into the Americas from many different directions.
And which would argue that we can't ever really determine, well, not at the moment, determine who were the first Americans.
That's an open question right now. That's for good future research.
What does that mean? I mean, the fact that we don't know who the first Americans are, scientifically, does that matter where they came from?
Well, it's a question that everybody's interested in. Let's put it that way. And, you know, it's basically scientifically, does any archaeology matter? But it is. People are interested, and it's a fun story, and it tells how adventurous, unique, and advanced people have been much earlier than we ever thought, particularly in the terms of sailing.
If they came across Atlantic ice, as argued in your new book, and we're speaking with Dennis Stanford, curator of archaeology and director of Paleo-Indian programs at the Smithsonian Museum, if they came across the Atlantic, how long a distance would that have been at that time?
Well, it's about, with the lowering of the sea levels during the last ice age by 250 feet, we have a tremendous exposure of land mass, both in Europe and North America, on the continental shelf. So a direct distance across would be about 1,400 miles. But I don't think they're getting in a boat and going directly across there. I think what they're doing is is hunting seals and other waterfowl and animals that live along that ice edge.
And then they simply got to the North American shores and were stranded, or they liked what they saw and stayed, or we don't know.
We don't know, and probably they arrived at some point and thought it was pretty nice, but they were probably going back and forth as well.
That's a long distance to go back and forth across.
Well, it is a long distance, but we also think they probably had developed sailing technology, and they're just out there doing their life.
So if this one group was coming across from the Atlantic and the other group was coming across from Asia, are these two completely separate cultures and people that settled both the East and West Coast?
The folks on the West Coast are coming out of an Asian Paleolithic tradition, which is much different. And the tools we find in Alaska and along the West Coast of North America match the Asian technology and do not match the technology of the tools that we're finding on the East Coast. So you can see that it's a real interesting situation that's beginning to develop.
It is, and the storyline continues. But at this point, it could be possible that the very first Americans came from Europe and not Asia, right?
It's a possibility. In fact, we think a probability.
Dennis Stanford is a curator of archaeology and the director of Paleo-Indian programs at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History, the author of the new book, Across Atlantic Ice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're wondering if you have a comment on this story and why it would matter to you, why you'd be interested in knowing who were the very first Americans, who were the ones who first set foot on these shores. Does it matter? Give us your thoughts at 8778-MYTAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.